This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is terrific Tuesday, and this is the program Salt and Light, and we are in a celebratory attitude today. We are celebrating along with Radio K Pulpit 13 years of God's grace and God's mercy. So we're celebrating the birthday of Radio K Pulpit, and the Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those that mourn. But we are rejoicing, and we thank God for this radio station. We thank God for lives that has been changed. Hallelujah. And transformed through the station. We are also celebrating the fact that we are once again on radio.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We are back on radio on the frequency 7 to 9 a.m. Please tune in. If you're in your car, if you're at home, please tune in once again on the frequency 7 to 9 a.m. Not FM, a.m. Come along and just celebrate this week with us. Everybody in the studio is in the celebration mode, and we just rejoice. You know, there was a moment that it looked like things were going to just fall apart and that the enemy was going to close the doors, but who knows, we serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. An awesome God.
Glory.
That fights for his people, that fights for the word of God to go out. And I'm speaking so much and not even giving my husband a chance to say hi and welcome you all. It is because we rejoice to see what God does. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Greetings in the glorious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. So good to be alive today. So good to be here in this space today. So good. You know, we just celebrate, you know, this glorious radio station that God is using phenomenally. Amen. As an instrument to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I want to say, Pastor Dila, it is thankful Tuesday, and today I want to talk to us a bit on the power of thanksgiving. And today we celebrate, as my wife said, the Radio K Pulpit, our 13th year anniversary. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are so glad. We are thankful to God for his faithfulness. How many of you know that even when you are unfaithful at times, the Lord still remains faithful to his people and to his promises? And we are live again on radio 7 to 9 a.m. And we are thankful to the Lord for what he is doing, for what he has done, and for what he is about to do.
Woo-hoo!
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to go to a song, and it's called The Goodness of God. And we're celebrating the goodness of God. He's faithful. He is so wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the song is by Red Walker. Enjoy, beloved. Please come back. Praise God for that awesome song. I trust that you enjoyed it. My husband is going to be talking to us about the power of thanksgiving. So over to you, hubby.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Praise be to God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, we shall rejoice, and we choose to rejoice in this day. Amen, hallelujah. And there's so many people this morning that woke up that, you know, that is going through various challenges and problems and, you know, situations. Some people are already in a panic mode because it's now Christmas and there's no food, there's no finances, and people is beginning to panic, you know. And some people are, you know, going through unemployment. I read somewhere this morning, this person has reached out to his mom for help. You know, he's saying that he helped his mom and worked for his mom, so now he's unemployed and, you know, he's in a worry, Pastor Dile, because what is he going to do? He even said on Facebook this morning that they didn't even, and he, you know, the screenshots of the conversation that he had with his mom, that they didn't even have food, they didn't even have last night, they went to bed hungry, him, his wife, and his children, and, you know, and sure, you know, there is people that's going through various challenges in this time, you know, we're entering into the festivity of things, and yeah, people are trusting God for breakthrough, and there is some people that is, this time of the year, you know, people are lonely, there's people that is at the hospitals, they, you know, that I just received this morning news that my dad, he's not so doing too well, he's at hospital right now as we are speaking, and I have to go through to him. Was it talking about amputating his leg, and he got sick last night, and, you know, but irrespective, I want to say to someone that even when we have a bad day, it does not change the truth that we serve an awesome, amazing God, you know, even the song that we listen to, the goodness of God in the land of the living. And so though, I just want to say, you know, that you, there is a way where you can outpraise yourself out of your circumstances, you know, and there is truly power in thanksgiving. And the enemy wants to keep you stuck in your condition and your circumstance. And yes, I know you say, but you know, Pastor, you don't understand. You know, yes, I don't understand. You're correct in saying that. But what I do know is that the favor of God and the goodness of God does not cease just because we have a bad day. And we've experienced this, God, Pastor Dealer. Can you remember? And this is the thing that I always remind myself. When I remember what the Lord has done, you know, in times of, you know, of great challenges and great lack in our lives, we've kept up, you know, we've kept up the praise levels, we kept up our praise, you know, irrespective of what we are, what we went through. I remember that one night that we were so, you know, we were at our lowest, and on a Friday night, you know, we had Millie Meal for a meal, you know, and we just begin to thank God. And can you remember, Pastor Dele, when we thank God, we begin to thank Him for what we have. We danced around our home. There was a car standing in the driveway, and it said, Lord, it is your goodness. You've been so good, irrespective of what. And I want to say to someone today, you know what? God sees your situation. He sees that condition that you are in. He is not oblivious to it. He will not turn a blind eye to it, but He's making a way where there seems to be no way. We serve such an amazing God, Pastor Delia. Amen. Hallelujah.
I think He took us from an early age in terms of our Christian walk with God, and taught us the power of praise, the power of thanksgiving, you know, even in those seasons of lack, even in those seasons where it seems like your back is against the wall and nothing is coming right.
Correct. You know,
those are the seasons to praise God. Those are the seasons to be thankful and grateful to this God. I believe that God destroyed a whole generation just because of them complaining. If you read in the book of Exodus, God destroyed a whole generation because they had a complaining spirit. They had a bad attitude. They had unbelief. Even after seeing all the miracles that God did, after opening the Red Seas for them,
that's right,
after bringing plague after plague in Israel, in Egypt, you know, destroying Egypt, they still did not believe that God would carry them through. They complained, they moaned, and because of that, they were not able to see the promised land. And so God taught us early on already, the power is in praise. The power is in keeping a grateful attitude.
Amen.
The power is in always having gratitude for what God has done, for what God is going to do, and for what we are trusting for, even though we have not seen it in the natural manifesting as yet.
Yes.
But to praise Him and glorify Him as if it's already happened. You know, so when we do that, it is like faith in activation, your faith rising up,
Hallelujah.
Your faith declaring that I know the outcome, even though it's not manifested in the natural, even though I don't see it right now, but because I know who my God is, that He's a God of the miraculous, the all-powerful God. And His word says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe. Let me just highlight that again. Must believe that He exists and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So you have to believe God. That moves the hand and the heart of God. Hallelujah.
And many people woke up, Pastor Delia, you know, they woke up with that complaining spirit. You know, because why, you know, when life seems to be overwhelming, you know, the first thing that you do, like people woke up, oh, but I don't have this and I don't have that and I don't. And God sees the condition of your heart and He hears what you are saying, you know, whereas you can change the atmosphere. You can change the atmosphere on the inside of you by the word and declaration of faith, as you said, you know. And this is what I do in my life, you know. I, irrespective of what I'm going there, like I said, I've received some bad news about my dad today, amen, but I'm still praising God, amen. I'm still thanking God to know and understand that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would we have been? It is just the grace of God. It is
amen.
God. And some people complain, almost their complaining has, the enemy tries to silence you in your complaining by wiping out the goodness of God, where you can't see the goodness of God anymore, like that song that we were playing, the goodness of God, and people just can't see the goodness of God anymore. And this, I want to come, and this more, this today, I want to encourage you that God hears your prayer, that God sees your affliction,
amen,
and that God is there for you. Yesterday we went to go visit a dear sister in our church, and she looked frail, and she's still saying that, you know what, Pastor, God is good. And I was encouraged, you know, to see this, the frailness of our dear sister, but she's still declaring that God is good. And this is the challenge today, you know, in many, many believers' lives. God wants us to come up higher in praise. The Bible
Amen.
Says, you know, enter His courts with praise. Even here at Radio K Pulpit, so many things, you know, that could have gone wrong. But praise be to God, you know. God, once again, has made it possible by His hand, by the grace of God this morning. And so today, I want to say to us, I want to say to the listeners today, that God is with you. That God is in that circumstance and in that situation
Amen.
Where you find yourself in. Do not give up. Amen. Look to Jesus. The Bible says, looking to Jesus, the author, the finisher, and the perfecter of your faith. Amen. And so God is going to make a way. I don't know how God is going to do it. But what I do know,
Amen.
Based on the track record of the faithfulness of God, He is going to do it. He is going to come through for you. He's going to come through for your family. And He is going to make a way where there seems to be no way, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're going to talk some more when we get back. But we have to go back into a song right now. Please stay on this dial, because this is all about encouraging your faith, you know, and to bring you the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Sorry, beloved, I've got something in my throat. The song that we are going to sing is I'll Wait For You, and by Anthony Adler. Enjoy and be encouraged today as we talk about just the faithfulness, the goodness of God. Amen. Enjoy.
You're listening to Cape Pulpit, 729 AM. From word to your heart.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are back on the program called Salt and Light. Apostle Brian Preston and my lovely bride, Delia Preston. Praise be to God. I'm so thankful to the Lord. Amen, honey, that we can walk together with the Lord, that God has been so faithful. We just celebrated 26th year wedding anniversary. Amen. It's a time for celebration. Radio Cape Pulpit is 13 years old. Praise be to God. We are live on radio 7 to 9 a.m. And what a great honor and a privilege to be on your device. For those that is listening in, please share the broadcast. And we were talking about the power of Thanksgiving, you know, the power of Thanksgiving. And I want to say today, I want to make this statement that heaven does not respond to complaining and moaning. And you said to Pastor, but where does, is this even biblical? Yes, it is biblical. There was a people, the Bible says in the book of Exodus, Pastor Dylan, there was a people that God took out of bondage, out of slavery, out of captivity under the hand of the Egyptians. And God took this mighty people that he sent Moses and said, Moses, tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And God took this people out of Egypt, out of a place of bondage. Amen. And they were traveling by the wayside in the wilderness. And in the wilderness, God then provide for this people. He rained manna from the sky, water out of a rock. Mm. Amen. They had air conditioning during the day. Amen, Pastor Dile. Imagine it's in the desert. It's most very hot. It's most extremely hot.
The cloud by day.
The cloud by day. And they had a nice heater at night. You know, a cloud of filler, a pillar by fire at night. And this is how the provision, and even the clothes did not wither because they were for a long time in this wilderness. And, you know, they seen the miracles of God. And I want to remind someone today, amen, you might be in a wilderness. You might be in a place of where you feel alone. You feel isolated. You feel nobody understands. But God does. But you have to remember the faithfulness of God, you know. Can I get in Afrikaans say, tot hier toe het die Here jou gedra. Amen. Just like God carried this beautiful radio station till this point, God, and God will not abandon you. And so he rained manna, he did all these miracles. Amen, hallelujah. And I want to say to someone today, yes, I know that your situation is not favorable. And yes, I know you lack this and lack that. But there's a song that says, when I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back again. And I just want to praise God. And I want to say to someone this morning, let's put on the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. The enemy wants to get you depressed and all, you know, all in all depressions and in essence. And he wants you to moan and he wants you to complain. Amen. Because the enemy understands that heaven will not respond to moaning and complaining. Amen. But heaven responds to praise. You know, the Bible says when the praises go up, you know, the song that says, where the praises go up, the blessing come down, and you can access the blessing of God. You can access the breakthrough of God.
Amen.
Through your praise.
Yes.
Praise opens the door, and worship takes you in. And today you don't have to sit in that place of depression and oppression. You don't have to sit in that place of complaining and moaning, but you can choose. You see, this is the powerful thing about praise and thanksgiving, Pastor Delia. Sometimes you will not feel it. You will not feel to praise God. You will not feel to pray to God. But you see, this is the time for you to step in and ride above your feelings.
Amen.
And begin to choose to praise God. Amen. Because when you begin to praise God, you get heaven's attention.
Amen.
Amen. When you praise God, you get heaven.
And the thing that we've discovered is that your feelings don't need to dictate your day. Your feelings don't need to dictate where you are in life. You know, you rule over your feelings. Your feelings does not rule over you. Many people go according to how they feel, but we've learned that we have the power to change how we feel by entering into the presence of the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 16, in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. We don't need to just experience pleasures in heaven, but God has pleasures for us on earth, and he's given us weapons of warfare that can change our perspective, that can change our situation, that can change the outcome. So
sure,
I've learned
powerful.
Many a times if I get up and I'm in a mood, because sometimes we wake up with all sorts of things and we don't even understand why we feel the way we feel.
That's true.
You know, or circumstances want to dictate how we feel, wants to lead us into depression and oppression. Something might have happened, but we've come to learn that there is power in praising God. There is power in seeking God's face. There is power in just praising and worshiping God. We see that with Paul and Silas in the book of Acts, when they were beaten, they were chained, they were jailed for just proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ.
God,
they were persecuted.
Oh my Lord.
And they were sitting in this prison, their back slashed open because of the whipping, you know, in chains. But they started to praise and worship
Hallelujah.
God. When you read that, you start to learn the power of praise. How can you still praise when your back is slashed open? How can you still praise when you're sitting in chains? But these men glorified God. Persecution to them was a privilege.
It was a pleasure.
It was a privilege because they saw it as they're walking in the footsteps of Jesus. They deemed it as an honor and a privilege to be persecuted alongside Jesus Christ. And so because of that, they praised and worshiped God. I think they came to the place because, you know, when you start to praise and you start to worship, your spirit man lifts. You know, any demonic depression and oppression ceases. You know, chains of bondage breaks when we praise and worship God, you know, and situations change because the Bible says that the chains fell off. There was an earthquake in the prison cell and the doors opened, the prison doors opened, their chains broke, hallelujah, and God set them free that day, you know, and that is the power of praise. That is the power of being thankful and grateful, even when your condition doesn't speak of being grateful.
But Pastor Delia, as you were talking right now, I noticed something with Paul and Silas, because the Bible says that when they begin to praise God and just singing songs of thankfulness, hymns of praise and thankfulness, the Bible says, when you read in the book of Acts, the Bible says their chains fell off.
Amen.
But and the prison doors opened. That's what the Bible says. But here's the truth. The Bible says that those who listen in, their chains fell off too.
As well. Amen.
And you see how you can, you're not only changing your atmosphere of where you were in, but also those that is around you, because praise and thankfulness is contagious, like as soos laughter, you know, as iemand begin te lag, amen, it's aansteeklik, you know, and that praise and thankfulness, when the other prisoners listen in. So that means to me that you can change the atmosphere, not only your atmosphere, but those around you, you can change their atmosphere too. But you know, Pastor Delia, another thing, it came from a deep place of intimacy with the Lord, because although they were in prison, you know, the Israelites, they were in the wilderness, they were out, they had to be thankful. In fact, you know, I mean, the toil of the Egyptians, you know, that the toil, the beatings, and, you know, so they had to be thankful. There is sometimes people, they have to be thankful, but they are not, because all that they can see is their condition.
Amen.
Amen. But yes, we have to go back into a song break, ladies and gentlemen, but stay on the dial. When we come back, we're going to delve a bit more into prayer, thanksgiving, and I want to read a special scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Amen. And the song is called Gold by Britt Nicole. Enjoy, beloved.
The soundtrack to your life. All day, every day. Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Apostle Brian. And you're on the protocol, Salt and Light Radio, Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Cape Pulpit, Kaapse Kansel. Praise be to God. We are so glad and we are so happy that you were on this device, and we were talking about the power of praise and thanksgiving. We looked into the life of Paul and Silas. And, you know, there's something powerful when you begin to release praise in the atmosphere. And I want to read a scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The Bible says, so as they rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judea, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who would sing to the Lord, and those who would praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army, and they were saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." That is when Jehoshaphat and his people begin to praise God. The Bible says the Lord shook ambush to all the enemies, and the enemies in this particular valley, they begin to wipe out each other. And there was not one sword in their hand. There wasn't one
weapon
of warfare in their hand. Mm-hmm. And I want to say to someone today that there is a praise, and thankfulness is also a weapon in your mouth. This is how you wage war with Amen. The enemy. Amen. Because when the enemy, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So the enemy is not after your stuff. Amen. He's after your joy, because he knows that when he can sap you of your joy, amen, you become powerless. Amen. Hallelujah. And he can just get you into that den of depression. And I'm speaking to someone prophetically by this broadcast. Do not be sidetracked by the lies of the enemy, but see the promises of the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. All God's promises is yes and amen. And the Bible says God watches over his word. And so just as God was with Jehoshaphat, just as he was with Paul and Silas, just as he was with Peter that was also in prison. Amen. So I want to say to someone that God is with you, and he will not leave you nor forsake you. And look what this praise did. When they begin to praise God without any weapons, they were at war in the valley of the Tekoa. Spiritual warfare, a weapon of spiritual warfare is praise and thanksgiving. They were at war, but look at the method. Look at what God said, the instruction. God said that the singers and the musicians must go before them at war, and they must just praise and worship God and God himself. I want to say prophetically today to someone, God himself is going to step in your situation. Stop running to the phone, but run to the throne and begin to praise him. Begin to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be lifted up, he will draw all men to himself. And so God is fighting. And look what had happened. On the praise, on their voices, on their praise and worship, God himself should. Isn't that powerful, Pastor Delia?
Powerful, so powerful. I just want to read Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
Sure.
The peace of God. There's so many people that is anxious in this time. So many people struggling with depression and fear, anxiety.
Sure.
But here God gives us the remedy. He gives us the way out. He says, with thankfulness, firstly prayer and supplication, and with thankfulness,
yeah,
you know, make your request known to God, and the peace of God, and that's a promise. Whenever God says something, so it shall be. He's not a man that he would lie, or the son of man that he would change his mind. Mm-hmm. It says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I know so many people, and that is so sad, Apostle. You know, even our believers, you know, that have to take anxiety pills. I honestly don't understand that. Why do we have to take medication when our medication is Christ Jesus? I always say, Lord, you are my medication. You are my fix.
My daily dose.
My daily dose, my fix in the morning. I can just run into you. His word says in Psalm 91 that if you are in the secret place, you are under the shadow of the Almighty, and the secret place is His presence.
Correct.
The secret place is relationship. The secret place is His word. The secret place is
Amen.
In worshiping Him.
Amen.
You know, all things change when we're in His presence. Anxiety goes, it flees, and peace comes. Hallelujah. The Bible is true, beloved. We have to come to a place where we need to believe the word of God above anything and everything else. I can testify it because I've experienced it and I know it works. When you enter the presence of God, when you seek His face, I tell you, things change in your heart, in your body, in your mind. We were at a conference this weekend, Heaven Invading Earth Conference.
Mm.
We advertised about it, marketed it last week. We had Apostle Anton Smith here as well. And I tell you, we just from the Friday, the Saturday, we weren't there the Sunday, but the Sunday they also had services. But the Sunday, we experienced so much change and transformation.
It was a shift.
We had an open air as Light Ministries Church. I felt, I said to Apostle Anton, I felt like I went on a retreat this weekend. My body was different. I had more strength and stamina than I had in a while.
Wow.
I felt lighter. Sunday, I could not stop dancing in the presence of the Lord. Ons het gejuig, ons het gejubel. You know, there is power, wonder-working power in the presence of the Lord, in the Word, and people are opting for other things. They're
quick
looking
fixes.
For results in other things. They're looking for a dose of this, you know, that would touch them and heal them, when all you just need is the word. The word, the corporate anointing, where the brothers and the sisters
come together
and glorify the Lord. Power and glory is released, Apostle Brian.
That's so true, because the Bible says, you know, in the counsel of many there is wisdom. You know, when people come together, you know, the scripture says, do not neglect yourself in assembling yourself together. Now, some people, you know, they are depressed and they're going through stuff. And the lie is that, no, it's just me and God. We're going to work this out.
Mm.
You know, but sometimes you need a hand to lean on. You
yes.
need a brother and or a sister to stand in the gap for you. You need a dose of the presence of God, you know, praise and worship, thanksgiving and praise,
yeah.
you know, for God to sift your situation. And that's, God put it there for us.
Amen.
And if we tap into these things,
we don't need
sure.
the things of the world. We don't need those. You know, there is true power that is released when the body of Christ comes
together.
The enemy knows this, and that's why he tries to isolate people, get people not to go to church, because they don't realize that when the brethren comes together, there's a corporate anointing, there's a corporate power that is released. There's a covering of God, unbreakable, unshakable covering of God that is released upon His people.
Thank you, Lord.
When they come together.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Delia, I want to say, you know, a thankful people is a grateful people.
Amen.
You know, because there's a song that says, count your blessings, name them one by one. And this is how you keep your thanksgiving levels up.
Amen.
By counting your blessings. naming them
one by one.
Praise be to God.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to our last song in our program, and it's called Come to the Table. And it's by Sidewalk Prophets. Enjoy, beloved. We'll be back, and then we'll conclude.
From the Cape to the Cape and beyond. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here. You know, we were talking about praise, and we were talking about thankfulness, being thankful. And I feel in my heart that there's many people that they don't want to just want to throw in the towel. It's like they tried this, they tried that, and you know, they did this, and it's like
they're weary. You know,
I spoke to someone yesterday, and you know, this person was weeping over the phone. You know, as I encouraged this person, you know, talking about the loss and the devastation and how the enemy came in. You know, and I want to really pray for you, and I want to say this afternoon, you know, heaven is not going to respond in your situation by moaning, complaining, and groaning, but heaven will definitely respond where there's a people that is praying, praising, and declaring God's word in your situation, because when you declare God's word in your situation, something must happen, something must break. And I want to pray for those that is really, really trusting God, that is going through difficult times right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every listener today in your mighty name, Father. Those Jesus that name. Is going through situations, trials, challenges, my God. Lord, the enemy wants to kill the fire in the believers, Father God. Make us depressed and oppressed. Make us to moan, groan, and complain. But today, Father, we lift up your name, Father. We thank you for the word of the Lord that will never lose its power. And so, Father God, we speak your word in every circumstance, in every situation, Father, whether it be sickness, financial lack, whatever it might be, marriages, my God, that is crumbling, Father God. People's faith, my God, is just failing, my God. Hope deferred, my God. People is hopeless, my God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will strengthen your people, my God. Lord, we declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We put on garments of praise for every spirit of heaviness, of oppression, of depression, Father God. We declare, Jesus, Father God, Lord, every psychological attack against mind, Father God, darts against the heart. We pray that the Lord will raise up a standard, my God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word declares that you will never leave us nor forsake us, my God. And so, Father God, I pray that you will put your loving arms around your children, my God, that hope will arise, my God, that faith will come. Now faith is. I pray that faith will come, Father God, that people will once again believe your word, my God. And as we count our blessings, as we remember our memorials, my God, if God, you did it for us last year, my God, you did it for us last month, my God, last week, my God, so you will do it for us today, for you will never abandon us. And we thank you today for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Guider, the Parakletos, the Helper, that help us, that encourage us. And we thank you, Father, when people fail to pray for us, we thank you for our great intercessor, Jesus Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Father and making intercession for us according to his word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father.
I pray that you connected your faith with that prayer, and we trust God for favorable testimonies, favorable outcome what God is going to do in your situation, in your life. Hold on, beloved. The Bible says those that wait upon the Lord will inherit the earth. Those that wait upon the Lord renew their strength.
Thank you,
and
Father.
So know that God is busy working it out for you, and that he's a God that never disappoints. He never fails.
Can I just speak the blessing of God?
Please, Apostle.
I believe that the blessing of God is greater than the curse of the enemy. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you and fill you with peace. I declare that you are blessed in the city. I speak Isaiah 8:18 over your children, that these children whom the Lord your God has given you, they are for signs and for wonders. I declare you are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. I prayed. Amen. 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 Amen.
So once again, a blessed happy birthday to Radio K-Pulpit. 13th birthday. Rejoice with us. Tune in as we are celebrating this week. Also, just once again, we are live on air. So you can go on your radio. Tune in to the frequency 7 to 9 a.m. And you will find Radio K-Pulpit on there. Listen to the programs. We have awesome, awesome, mighty men and women of God presenting their different programs. Beloved, may you be blessed. May the Lord answer from His holy hill. Hallelujah. And may you see the power of God at work.
And have a terrific Tuesday in Jesus' name. God bless.
God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K-Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.